this is what it's come down to here in the Houston Astrodome. The long-awaited match.
On September 20th, 1973, in a nationally televised tennis match dubbed the Battle of the Sexes, 29-year-old Billie Jean King defeated Bobby Riggs, more than a quarter century her senior, in three sets. The 30,000-plus live spectators are still a U.S. record for a tennis match, which was also watched by an estimated 90 million TV viewers worldwide. There was quiet speculation at the time that Riggs had thrown the match. He denied it. In a recent article for ESPN's Outside the Lines, Don Van Natta Jr. offers evidence that the match may have been fixed. Don Van Natta, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks, Phil. Great to be with you.
The most dramatic evidence that Bobby Riggs may have thrown that match is the very recent testimony by a Florida Country Club employee by the name of Hal Shaw. Who was Mr. Shaw, and what did he say he witnessed?
Shaw is now 79 and living in Tampa. 40 years ago, he was working at the Palmasia Golf Club as an assistant golf pro. And one night, he's in the back room of the pro shop at Palmasia fixing clubs for an upcoming tournament. He hears some male voices after midnight, locks the door, quietly stands behind the door, looking through a diamond-shaped window in that door, and sees Frank Regano, who is a mob attorney, who is a member at Palmasia, and following him were two men that Shaw says he recognizes from newspaper photographs, two of the most infamous mob leaders, actually, of the 20th century. Santo Trafficante Jr., who lived in Tampa and was head of the Florida mob, and Carlos Marcello of New Orleans. And Shaw hears them over the course of about an hour discuss in detail a proposal brought to them by Bobby Riggs to play two tennis matches in 1973, one against Margaret Court and one against Billie Jean King. The mobsters say Riggs proposes to beat Margaret Court and then go in the tank and throw the match against Billie Jean King to erase a $100,000 gambling debt that he owed the men, as well as for a payment of some undisclosed sum that he wanted in a bank account in England.
Why did Mr. Shaw wait nearly four decades to tell this story?
He says because he feared retribution from the mob, Bill. He decided to tell it now because he says it's on his bucket list. He wanted, as he put it, to set the record straight.
One detail troubles me about the story as you've retold it. How did Bobby Riggs know that Billie Jean King would agree to play him? Because she had said no all along until he beat Margaret Court.
It's a very good question. He was after Billie Jean King to play him, actually going back a couple years, and she continually said no. He was convinced in the early part of 73, late 72, that Margaret Court was going to say yes. And he believed if he beat Margaret Court that Billie Jean King would play him. Now, why he had that belief, I don't know, but that's precisely what ended up happening.
Don, everybody knew that Bobby Riggs was a hustler. He loved to gamble. Why weren't there more red flags 40 years ago?
You know, there were red flags. I don't think much was made of them in the press, but people that watched the match that night at the Los Angeles Tennis Club, where Bobby hustled people out of a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars, they set up a big television screen and sat in the clubhouse and watched the match. Midway through the first set, somebody at the LA Tennis Club shouted out, "It looks like Bobby bet on Billie Jean," because he was playing so poorly. He worked out 10 to 12 hours a day for his match against Margaret Court and beat her 6-2, 6-1. Margaret Court was the number one ranked player in the world, and Bobby Riggs demolished her. And 4 months later against Billie Jean, in the 4 months run-up to that match, he didn't work out a single time.
How did Billie Jean King react to these new allegations that Riggs tanked?
Not well. She did not take well to it at all. She said she would bet her life that Bobby Riggs did not tank the match. She said she knows what it looks like when a player tanks, and she's sure by the look in his eye that Bobby Riggs did not tank that match. She also said to me, Bill, that Bobby was not somebody who hung around with mobsters. And I had to tell her, well, actually, he did.
The impact of Billie Jean King's victory has been documented over and over again. It was enormous, and it went well beyond tennis, of course. Do these allegations change that impact at all?
I don't think so. I think it was such a rite of passage for women, that match, and the way it made women feel when they watched it, I really don't think that changes. And what Billie Jean King has done for women's tennis and for all women doesn't change if Bobby Riggs, who's a compulsive gambler, hustler, if he did this, unbeknownst to Billie Jean King, this doesn't change her legacy at all.
To read Don Van Natta Jr.'s ESPN Outside the Lines column, The Matchmaker, please visit onlyagame.org. Don, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill.